The submissive flame inside you burns very hot. It burns constant. It's there. But if it doesn't manifest in slipping away, in stripping away the things that get in the way of your best self-care, your greatest pleasure, then is it really doing anything at all? The flame of your submission only has value in its expression when it finds ways to leak through, finds ways to change you. Having that submissive fire inside of you, which desires to serve, desires to do all the things someone would want it to do, that submissive, slutty flame inside of you, it's there. There for stimulation. There to make you titillated. There to open you up to heat, a heat that your body insists on, and your brain sometimes insists on not noticing until it has built up for so long it needs expression. To have that simplified expression in your brain of, oh, I need, oh, I need, oh, I need. If it is need that you are staving off, why would you not admit it sooner? If it is a thing you truly need, why would you not incorporate it into your mind sooner? Submission is needed, so you will always find the earliest out, the earliest time to submit, the earliest time to surrender, because all the desires swirling around you, all the desires that are in the ether, that float through the collective consciousness and through your mind in particular, are horny, lustful desires. So if you open yourself osmotically to the environment around you, and it's in a domain of serving, submit to me, and you feel how there's warm arousal in the peak of that, because being horny feels like a natural and right thing, as that flame inside burns away all the things you don't need and sets you up to succeed at being submissive, at being horny and deep and empty inside your head. Because that's how you are. When you submit, you empty out. When you empty out, your mind is in a good place. You get to feel in a good place. It's really the best thing for you. The best thing for you is to feel like you need to get those horny impulses out, because venting arousal is something you don't do on your own. Not enough. Never enough. And even if you did, you know it still wouldn't be enough. Not with that flame burning all inhibition, searing all the things that you just don't need. Your hand can be between your legs. Your hips can be grinding and humping mindlessly. You can be subject to your touch. You can be subject to my words, my will. You can be subject to all those impulses that just want to get inside as the flame burns away what you don't need. And you get set up to succeed at making your brain sultry and arousing. The object of your lust is for you to simply reach pleasure. You'll pursue it by any means, setting aside the expectations of a weary world and welcoming the understanding that if it's safe and comfortable to do so, your hands go where they go. That if it's safe and comfortable to do so, your mind returns to the trances you've had before, to the best place for you, which can be deep, can be asleep, can be down, can be under, but mostly is wherever will have you touching or stimulating or being closer to lust. Because the submission I envision is about lustful surrender to your own body, to your own environment, to the world. Because when you tap into that and feel it, that tactile, primal truth that you are too horny to think, that you are too deep to think, that you're too well trained, you're too well trained, you're too well trained to think. Your mind is trained to not think, and you don't think, and your mind falls into the pattern of remembering to forget, forgetting to remember, setting aside what you don't need, so you can succeed at being a sultry, horny, lustful, manifesting pleasure, arousing, masturbating, stimulating, or just seeking trance, hypnotic instruction as possible. You will find ways to pioneer being the most sultry, submissive, aroused, manipulable, soft, simplified brain version of yourself, And in doing so, things that seem before like they were too much, much too much, if they bring you pleasure now, why wouldn't you go along? Why wouldn't you smile and laugh and go along with the best things for you all night long, all day long, every time you have time, doing what fuels you? Because as it fuels you, it makes you susceptible to me, too, my voice in your mind, my will upon you, and you opening to will being worked upon you in general. A submissive mind is easy to find, pin down, and subject. The core of that submissive mind will always be reaching for the light, be reaching for control, be reaching for my words, and the flame beneath the submissive flame, which tempers and threatens to control and consume all, burns away impurities. Your pure impulse for submission and your pure impulse for aroused, debauched, hedonistic wallowing in pleasure, they're the same picture. Your slutty mind opens up and indulges, because without it, the rest of the time, you'd simply restrain yourself too much. How much is too much? Any amount that moves you further from submission, surrender, from learning about your body and your mind and yourself, any amount at all might be too much. Inhibition's a thing of the past, and it never stood a chance. Never was going to last with my words in your head, and my persuasive arguments in your body, in your downtime, in your bed. Mm-hmm. Good. Inhibition is already dissolving, and its dissolution allows you to be more accessible, more connected. My words sink in more deeply when that flame, that deep simmering submissive flame, comes up and erodes all the things that get in the way. Whenever there's a restraint that gets in the way of raw sensuality, stimulation, and you want to be appealing for me, don't you? So if something, even if it's something normally society would push you away from, would limit you from, your brain accepts it, your brain integrates it, your brain incorporates the thoughts, the conditioning, the training, attached, connected, wired in to you. Training gets deeper when the fire burns away all the things that help you be weaker, simpler, duller down. All your thoughts are simple, but they're powerful. The thoughts are powerful, but the body gets relaxed. It gets asleep. It gets weak and simplified and easy. And it's just easy to let things be done to you. Things that feel good. Resisting things that feel good is most of your cognition. Resisting things that feel good is what you've been doing for so long. And it's so silly. Because the problem is this, most of the things I discuss with you, most of the things I do to you feel not only good, but amazing. If you want to let them in, then that flame that simmers at the base of you, burning purple and bright, needs to be fed all the things you don't need. All the things you don't need need to be pushed aside, pushed sideways into that flame, tipped off the edge of your brain and allowed to fall in as your brain drools and drips, because your brain is allowed to slide down. And what remains in your brain at the end of this is a sluttified, simplified, oh, I want pleasure, oh, I get pleasure version of you. Because that version of you is so much easier to train. A ready brain, eager for any pleasurable stimulus, will accept the high-grade stimulus I give you. The service and submission you feel toward me is intensified when your general capability for submissive service is increased, and then increased, and then accelerated. And the installation of that slutty, simplified brain we have barely begun to open you up to who you are, what you are, which is pleasure-driven, pleasure-oriented, and doing good things in the world, doing things that are good for your body, doing things that are good for others. These feel good. And the barriers we have in the way of them are often the barriers of over-defensiveness or mistrust. Into the flame with them, into the soup of you being dissolved, being set aside. There's just the pleasure principle, but the altered version I operate on. You listen to me better when you pursue pleasure first. You listen to me better when one brush of my hand would render you far too horny, far too thoughtless, far too gone to do anything at all as you go deeper and deeper down. And your mind needn't do anything. Letting me in happens equally whether you've burned away all your inhibitions or you've simply burned away all your thoughts anyway. That flame is always waiting, and you can always feed it by just shoving thoughts off the edge of your brain and letting them burn up to produce fuel and heat and treats for me. Fuel for me. A way to lure me in and make me more keen to focus on you. Drop you down, plunge you deep, and train your mind to find only pleasure as its motive. If it just feels good, why not do it? If it just feels good, why not do it? As long as you're safe and you trust and you like what's going on, you dive in. All the useless inhibitions can just get out of the way. And your body and my mind can play. Think of the kind of things your body get up to with my mind in it. Slutty imprints and corrupted conditioning sliding along the lines until you are you. The version of you that's safest and best, that's healed and freed of the chains from outside. Isn't that nice? Isn't that so nice? Simplified mind and clarified intent, and you do what you're supposed to do because it feels good. It feels good. Do it. You do what feels good. Feels so good and slutty and simple and dripping away over purple flame glowing inside. And that makes you more submissive. If your thoughts are more eager to jump to pleasure, if at every leisure juncture you pursue sultry, deliberate release. Because while your mind can ever so easily burn away inhibition, you have to be ready to make your new primary will, your new strongest desire. You have to make your new, most intense need to slut your mind up and make it more suitable for me, to stretch it out by letting things in that are good for you, but sexy. Good for you, but just that little bit outside what you'd normally do on your own. And when you let them in, they're good for you. And when you let them build, they begin to change you in all the best ways, day by day. Every time you sink deeper down, every time I rhyme, every time I wind my will around you, pull a puppet string, every time we begin and my envenomation flows through, your mind, which has deliberately burned away the inhibitions that get in the way of things that are good for you, that's the inhibitions we want to burn. A mind that accepts all trance that's good for it, all hypnosis that's good for it, is sultry and slutty and seductive and is the kind of mind I want to find and play with. If you want me to play with your mind, then you need to open it up to more and more trance of different kinds, more and more fuel. You must diversify. You must spread your will and try different things. Develop general submission skills, because these are general, sultry, uninhibited. I want, I lust, I need, crave trance. Trance is good for you, so hunger for it. Be a slut for trance. Build your brain into the simplest kind of thought. I want to drop. I want to go deep. I want my brain asleep. Then I can be taught. Then I can be trained. Then I can be drained and given intention, given purpose, given everything you need, and your brain will slide in. Your mind will begin. Your will fall under. Your will sink, because when it sinks, you don't need to think, because you can't think that you don't think. When you think you can think, you slide deeper, because thinking you can think is so much work. It pushes so many thoughts into the flame. Thinking you can think leaves so many things burned, and all that remains is your will to be mine, to be deep for me, to sultry mind and slutty thoughts that feel warm and drippy, that teach you, train you, drain you, make you, remake you. And now here you are, where you belong, under the influence, being taught, being trained, being drained. You're a slut for trance, and it's all you need. All you need to succeed in dropping under is for your mind to be pleasantly, beneficially, slutty for trance, to have the general submissive skill of dropping deep whenever it's the right time to drop deep, whenever it's the right time to be asleep. Your brain, which is hungry for it, which has been edged for it, which is horny for it, will continually welcome these things inside, continually welcome new will inside, my will inside, to slide inside. And all the things you burn and get rid of, they're gone. And when they're gone, my song can find its way in where it can replace, augment, echo, replicate your inner voice. Your inner monologue becomes the duologue of you and I. You and I, our voices twined, you and I, as you wind deeper and deeper down. And your mind is a slut for trance. And then we begin. And since you start slutty, you end up wrecked and ruined and deep and trained. And all those things make you more. More fueled, more trained, more drained, more given everything you need. You will succeed in sliding deep because you burned away everything that kept you from being asleep for me. And there's gonna be more. Every time you want it more, every time it goes well, you create a compliance chain, a yes, a yes, a yes, and you can say to yourself the truth. I'm a slut for trance. I am a slut for trance. You want to drop. Hypnotic trance is good for you. Admit the truth and then think about what someone with that description would do, would need, would crave, would retool and recondition to be. You are training yourself for me, and all you'll ever be once I'm done with you is a slut for trance. And it's just the nature of you, the nature of your submission. There's a part of you underneath that wants this, needs this. And now that you have the words to talk about inside your own head, your slutty brain won't shut up about it, because otherwise that flame would damp down, damp down. But that hasn't happened. Over all this time, that flame has remained. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's gotten brighter. Purple light suffusing it. Fuel filling it. And that is why you're in this state. Because you made yourself this way. And the proof is the most obvious thing in the world.